How can the humanities help teens process current day issues and create a more equitable society? Staff at Wide Angle Youth Media have developed a curriculum called Why Black Lives Matter, discussing race through film, photography, and design. The curriculum pairs youth media projects with instructional content. Dina Robinson, Wide Angle Youth Media's diversity, equity, and inclusion facilitator, tells us more.
It has been 400 years since the first documented enslaved African stepped onto America's shores by force. Trayvon Martin was killed in 2012 for being a black boy who dared to wear a hoodie and walk where he did not belong. Freddie Gray had his spinal cord severed as he took a rough ride in the back of a Baltimore police van. The narratives of countless others are deeply ingrained in this country's historical consciousness, and that pain is as American as apple pie. This is the historical context in which Wide Angle Youth Media's work currently sits. Every year, Wide Angle Youth Media students self-select a theme that will be the home for that year's media and design work. This past year, students self-selected the theme, Why Black Lives Matter. This theme is relevant, resonant, and incredibly raw. Students chose this theme to acknowledge a long-held truth in Black communities, both in the United States and around the world, that although people of color are a global majority, Black lives do not matter. As such, Wide Angle students spent a year grappling with everything from race and identity to intersectionality and liberation. Students learn that, although Black people have made contributions in nearly every institution, their access to power has largely been infringed upon, and their contributions have often gone unrecognized. Students learned about racial disparities in the criminal justice system, healthcare, and education. They also learned about the contributions that Black people have made to the humanities, political science, art, history, and other academic pursuits. As a result of this learning, Wide Angle staff worked together to create a Black Lives Matter curriculum, which I wrote. The curriculum responds to the humanities field, which played an integral role in the development of ideas around race, identity, and whiteness that persist to this day. The curriculum uses design thinking principles to teach students to think critically about the texts they engage with. Design thinking is a lens used by designers that allows them to build empathy with the audience they're designing for, so that they can define the problem they seek to address and then engage their audience in feedback loops to continually refine their project. When applied to something like the humanities or social justice or racial justice, design thinking becomes an equity-based offshoot called equity design. And the idea behind equity design is that because racism and white supremacy were designed, they can be undesigned. The Why Black Lives Matter curriculum includes lessons on the school-to-prison pipeline, restorative justice, and racial disparities in the health system. Ultimately, it is my personal hope that the curriculum will be used to guide students towards collaboration, liberation, and self-love. With this curriculum, students can engage in the conversations I only wish had been part of my experience, growing up in a country that has yet to have a period of true racial reconciliation and healing. Through this curriculum, the humanities push students and citizens to think critically about who has a seat at the table, who has been deprived of having a seat at the table, and how we can move forward. It is our hope that Wide Angle Youth Media's Black Lives Matter curriculum can begin to push Baltimore and the country in that direction.
Maryland Humanities funded the Why Black Lives Matter curriculum with a grant. Learn more about the curriculum and Wide Angle Youth Media at wideanglemedia.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Sarah Weissman.